Mayor Michael Bloomberg left office this week after 12 years as the mayor of New York City. During his time in office, he changed the city in all sorts of ways, including a sweeping ban on smoking and a controversial stop and frisk policy. He lobbied the city council to overturn the law and get an extra term in office, and he turned his job in New York City into a bully pulpit, speaking out on national issues like gun control and immigration, involving himself in elections far beyond his city. With us now to help assess Bloomberg's legacy is Errol Lewis, the host of Inside City Hall on New York One. Thank you for being with us.
My pleasure. Glad to be with you.
Now, I want to go back to the beginning of Bloomberg's term. Here he is, a billionaire with no particular political experience, kind of coming out of nowhere to become mayor. What was the perception of him then, and how did it change?
Well, there was a perception of him during the campaign was that he was, politically speaking, a long shot, maybe a bit of a lightweight. The thing to remember, though, Linda, is that this was 2001. I mean, 2001, 9/11 was an election day in New York City. That election had to be canceled and then rerun the primary a few weeks later. It was a time of tremendous crisis. Really, a lot of things changed. And politics as usual really was defeated as much as Bloomberg's Democratic opponent was.
So what do you think was the thing that Bloomberg did that was the most substantial policy, the most important program? And what was the big deal thing he did for the city of New York?
Oh, there are a few of them, but you could lump a bunch of them together under public health. He put a lot into the public hospital system here. He did things like the smoking ban, which alone probably will save more lives than almost anything else anybody could have done. Starting a conversation in this city about diabetes and about diet. You'd never hear that out of City Hall. I mean, there were prior mayors. Ed Koch comes to mind. There'd be these stories about him fainting in a restaurant where he'd be feasting on, you know, duck and all of these other gourmet dishes. And this mayor sort of started a different kind of a conversation. I mean, that's just picking one thing. I mean, there are a lot of unsexy things like making sure the government functions more effectively, putting more of the information on the working of government online so that the public can see it. All of these things were done, Linda, without tawdry political transactions in the back room. You know, I mean, the one big exception being the one that you alluded to, which was the way that he overturned the term limits law so that he could run for a third term.
Now, we've both alluded in various ways to his considerable personal wealth. And I would say that in some ways sort of defined his tenure in office. This national figure that he became and issues like gun control and climate change. Is it possible for somebody who has a regular amount of money to be mayor of New York now?
Well, you can be mayor, but you won't have the impact or you won't do things the way that Michael Bloomberg did them. There were some allegations that we had a new type of small C corruption, nothing you could go to jail for, but that by giving a lot of money to civic groups and advocacy groups, the mayor actually purchased their loyalty or at least their silence because they wanted some of that largesse going forward. It's an interesting question. I don't think it's gotten enough attention, in part because it is so unique. I mean, I'll give you one example. He wanted to do a project to help low-income men, and it wasn't clear whether or not it was going to have support in a tough budget. The mayor wrote a check for $30 million to jumpstart the project. I don't think we're going to see a mayor anytime soon willing to do anything remotely like that.
Errol Lewis is the host of Inside City Hall on New York One. Thank you very much for doing this.
Thank you, Linda.